Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
The opinions and suggestions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and not necessarily endorsed by Talk Radio 1170, the E.W. Scripps Company, or the program sponsors. This is Money Talk with your host, Dan Witham. Dan is a financial advisor with offices at 8516 East 101st Street, Suite C in Tulsa. You can reach him anytime throughout the week at 918-398-8387. Dan is a manager with and securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Now, here's Money Talk.
Welcome to Money Talk, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Dan Witham along with J.C. Haspel here in the studios. On today's show, four documents you must have before you die. 12 facts from Social Security and 5 things JC successful investors do that others don't. So, obviously others don't do them or they'd be successful investors, right, JC?
Right, that would make sense,
yes. That would make sense. Anyhow, we've got some great stuff to send you today. We're going to give you a free report on Social Security to help you get up to $250,000 more potentially over your lifetime from Social Security. The average couple, JC, leaves about $170,000 on the table. With Social Security?
Seems like a lot to just give the government.
It is. It's just because most people don't know how they should file, how, when, and where to file, the best way, the optimal way to file for Social Security benefits. We'll send you a one-page questionnaire that you can fill out, send back to us to get your free 30-page custom report based on your situation, whether you're married, single, divorced, widowed, whatever it might be, and how you and your spouse or former spouse or potential spouse can file for benefits, in your case, JC. Future spouse?
Yes.
Is that what you said?
Still be a little while before filing, but...
That's right. Anyhow, we'll send you the information on that for free. Plus, we'll send you our report on our 5-star portfolio we're going to talk about on today's show that utilizes William O'Neill's stock investment strategy called CanSlim. William O'Neill being the publisher of Investor's Business Daily. We'll send you a report on that portfolio that's doing very, very well. In fact, it's up around 15% over the last 30 days or so. In just 30 days, it picks stocks and buys stocks. And it's a free report. It's all free. The information on Social Security is free also. If you'd like all that information, just give me a call at 918-398-8387. 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and your address when you get our voicemail, and we'll send you all that information, the report on 5-star and the Social Security information to fill out and send back to us. It's only a one-page questionnaire on Social Security. It's easy questions like your date of birth, JC. Whether or not you're married or single or divorced. Or
right,
widowed.
Right.
So, there's some people that are divorced that think they're widowed. They're not sure. So, they're not sure if their ex is still alive or not.
We have had people put multiple answers on
that's
the
right.
Form,
yeah,
too.
That's right. Yeah, I think it's a multiple answer question, which is kind of interesting when you think about it. It is kind of funny. But, anyhow, it's a great report, and I would encourage you to get it and fill it out. It doesn't cost anything. It's absolutely free. Especially if you're 60 to 62, 63 years old. That's really when you need to have it filled out. And I would encourage you to do that and follow the procedure that we send you, the report that we send to you, and something you should look into without a doubt, I think. JC, you know how many people are covered, receive benefits on Social Security?
A lot.
62 million.
Wow.
They will receive $955 billion in benefits this year.
Wow.
And that includes SSDI, by the way. So Social Security and SSDI. Disability. What we refer to as disability.
Right, right.
62 million. That's a lot of people. 171 million workers are currently covered by Social Security, currently in the workforce. Another 171 million, so that's 230 million total. Between the two of them, most people, like you and I, JC, pay Social Security taxes every year.
Correct.
We wish we could get back more than we do.
Correct.
But
I'm just hoping to get back any at this point.
Yes. And you know, Nancy Pelosi and company, the Democrats do not want to privatize Social Security.
Oh, of course not.
And the reason is this $955 billion number I mentioned, you know, what would happen to that if they privatized the JC? It wouldn't be the government coffers anymore.
Right, yeah. So it would be earmarked for an individual.
Right. It would be individuals' money. Those 62 million individuals would own that money. But as of right now, the government actually owns that money, and the government can decide when, where, and how to distribute that money.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, but they're able to then pillage that money,
and they
correct?
Do. Yes, and they do. Any surplus they take and they use for general government purposes, like other welfare programs or whatever they want to use it for, the military, anything they want to use it for. And so this is why Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats turn white, and when their face turns white, when you mention privatizing Social Security, because that's a horrible idea to them. You're taking away a huge revenue source, basically.
Right, right. And that just couldn't happen.
No, we can't have that. That's just not permissible.
I'd be curious to know, every time we run a surplus in Social Security, how much of that gets rolled over to the next year versus
zero.
How much
like
of that gets
scooped up. Zero. It doesn't. They don't roll it over. They spend it. And they're allowed to. They don't carry anything forward. They just don't.
Because it would make sense that if you did have that surplus and you could roll that over, you know, a couple of years, then you could actually like lower the Social Security tax.
Well, according to Al Gore, it goes into the trust fund.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what the balance is in the trust fund, right?
Yeah.
Well, no, it's zero. It is zero. There is no such thing. Yes, Al lied to you. I'm sorry to say, but Al didn't tell you the whole truth. So there is no money carried over from year to year on Social Security. You can look at their balance sheet. It's all published. You can get it on the web.
If he lied to me about that, I sure hope he's not lying to me about that global warming stuff.
Yeah, don't tell the polar bears.
I heard they all went extinct.
So, but, oh, anyhow, before I forget, Social Security, privatizing Social Security. Chile, the nation of Chile, where I lived once upon a time as an exchange student many years ago, privatized Social Security a few decades ago, about two decades ago. They privatized their Social Security. And they did it in a way that was pretty well thought out and pretty smart. They put a couple safeguards in there. One, you know, basically it was your account, JC. You contributed to you. It was like your 401k.
Right, right.
You could decide where it was invested and what your return was. They controlled it. They kept people from blowing themselves up, which is the story that Nancy Pelosi and company will give you, say, that, oh, they're going to be in the stock market. Oh, it's risky. Well, where do you think your 401k is, by the way?
Right, right.
Same place. Anyhow, what they did in Chile was they limited the options to the people like the government here. The Government First Program has like a stock option, a treasury option, and a guaranteed option. That's it. And this is kind of what they did with them. They gave them like three options to invest in, all relative, very conservative options. They also gave them a floor. So they said, JC, if you invest all your money and you blow yourself up and you get the worst possible return on your investments in your Social Security account, we'll still give you a base amount of benefits at the end of the day. So let's say your benefit might have grown to $2,500, but they'll set the base at $1,500 and say you won't get less than $1,500 in benefits, even if you totally screw it up and pick all the wrong investments, which is one of the things they could, which I think is smart to safeguard it, to put a floor underneath it, is what they did. The other thing they did that was very, very smart was they allowed people to invest above the minimum, to contribute above the minimum, Social Security.
Right.
So you pay roughly 6.5%, 6% taxes for Social Security right now. Your employer pays the other 6, right? But they allowed you to contribute up to like 16%. Instead of you taking 6% of your paycheck, which you don't necessarily voluntarily do now, but
right,
you do involuntarily, they allowed you to contribute more than that. They didn't let you go below the minimum, 6, but they let you go above it if you wanted to save more. And people did, because they realized it was their money, not the government's
money.
At this point. And so they invested more, which common sense tells us, you know, if you tell me right now I can pay more than 6%, but the government's still can control it, obviously nobody's going to opt into that.
You'd be insane to do that.
Yeah, nobody's going to opt into that. If you tell me, yeah, I can invest my money with Nancy Pelosi and decide where it goes, no, thank you. Thanks, but no thanks. So anyway, they allowed people to invest their own money. They gave them their own accounts, like a 401k, and they got monthly statements that told them what their investments were doing, JC. And so Chile went down the road. This great experiment is what they did. And you know what happened to their benefits?
My guess is they increased.
They doubled. The average recipient's benefits actually doubled compared to what they were before.
It would be hard, in my opinion, for anyone to spend 20 years consistently investing in a 401k or a privatized Social Security system like that.
Right.
And not money. Be farther ahead than they were when they started. That would be a challenge.
Well, the government does it. Social Security manages.
Well, but they're not really investing it. They're wasting
right. They're
it.
Spending I mean, it.
Yes, if you're just wasting the money, that makes it a lot easier.
Right. Well, let's look at this. Let's step back for a minute and look at this. Al Gore wants us to think that the money that we pay in Social Security is actually invested every year. He acts like it goes into your own 401k account, but it's a big government account, right, basically. He acts like that money's invested in a big pool with everybody else in the country, right? The reality is Social Security is just a transfer of payments, right? Just as Steve Money tells us, just a giant Ponzi scheme.
Right, yeah, exactly what
it is. They bring in $900 billion, they pay out $900 billion in the same year. So if your revenues are $900 billion, JC, and your total expenses and money going out is $900 billion, what is your net income?
Hold on, give me a minute.
What's your net income at the end of the year?
Is it going to be zero?
It's zero, right? Same as the balance in the trust fund.
Right.
The exact same balance, by the way, coincidentally.
Which I guess would kind of explain why we're never getting ahead in Social Security.
Right. So if you invest $0 every year and you compound that at 20% a year, JC, how much does that come out to after 20 years?
Zero compounded at 20%, that's going to be around zero.
I know you don't like doing math on the air, but still, you can probably do that math, right? It's still zero, right?
Right.
So what if we bring in $950 billion then and spend $950 billion? Does that make it any better?
No, not really.
Okay, because Nancy Pelosi says we need to raise Social Security taxes to save it.
Of course she does, yes.
So if we raise the tax to $950, won't that fix the problem? Well, by the way, we're still spending $950. Yeah. So we've got to take a quick break, but I'm going to remind you of our free report you can get, Social Security and the 5-Star Stock Portfolio Report. If you'd like a copy of it all, just give me a call at 918-398-8387. 918-398-8387.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752.
Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Money Talk. I'm Dan with the Mullins, AC Haspel here in the studio. I want to remind you of our free reports that we can send you on Social Security. Get your custom report made. You fill out the one-page questionnaire we mail to you and send it back to us, and we'll get you a great 30-page custom report that tells you when, where, and how to file for your benefits and how much you'll get, how much you expect to get, you should expect to get based on what we tell you and how much more it might be than what you're getting now, even if you've already filed. Plus, we'll send you our information on our five-star portfolio, the stock portfolio that follows the advice and strategy of William O'Neill, not necessarily the advice, but the strategy of William O'Neill, Can Slim Strategy, outlined in his book, How to Make Money in Stocks, which is a groundbreaking book and a landmark book, I would say, JC, wouldn't you?
I really like it. I've used it literally for years and been very pleased with it.
William O'Neill knows a thing or two about stocks, I will say, about growth stocks in particular. Anyhow, it's the strategy we use that based on his list and his stocks and his stock picking methodology. It's all free. If you'd like that information, just give me a call at 918-398-8387. 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and your address, please, when you get a voicemail. We'll send you that information absolutely free. No cost and no obligation. So we were talking about Social Security before the break, JC. And I mentioned Chile that privatized their Social Security.
Yes.
And this was a great experiment. Because they didn't know how it was going to turn out. Obviously, they didn't know in advance how it was going to turn out. But they put several safeguards into place, like controlling the investment choices to like three or four. Very, very basic choices. But if you invest in, say, JC, the S&P 500, and let's say it only does 7% over the next 20 years. Just say it doesn't have the best 20 years. But it does 7%.
7% per year, 7%
per
total.
Per year. Do you think you'll have more or less than zero that Social Security gives
you? Significantly more. I mean, it will more than double your money.
More than double, yeah. It would be a lot more than double, actually. So you probably have four or five or six times what Social Security
gives you. Compound interest is a pretty powerful thing. I don't think a lot of people realize that, especially if you're not already an investor.
Yes, it is. And if you don't believe me, just take a look at your 401k. Your dollar cost averaging into a 401k.
Right, right.
It's the same basic concept in this case. But the difference would be, the Social Security is going to be hard to get to, hard to withdraw money from. You can't make loans from it. You can't take money out of it, you know, ahead of time.
Right.
Which is in the investor's best interest.
But you can't now either.
Right.
I mean.
But this is in the investor's best interest to have these safeguards, I think, in there. And so, you know, even if you only did 3% with your investments over the next 20 or 30 years, you're still going to get a better return on what Social Security is going to give you. So it's kind of funny. It's kind of hard not to do any better.
I realize I'm not the oldest guy in the world. I'm not the most experienced guy in the world. But I don't know of anyone, past, present, I was going to say future too, but that didn't make sense. But past or present, that has invested consistently over a 20-year period and not come out ahead.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure there's somebody out there that just royally screwed it up, but especially if you're doing any sort of halfway conservative investing over a 20-year period that you haven't come out ahead, I just have never heard of such a thing.
Well, the other thing would be, even if you just broke even or whatever, even if you came out the same, Every month when you put money into the account, you would see it grow.
Right, right, yes.
Even if it was in a CD, let's just say, 1% a year. You add $500 to your balance, JC, what happens to your balance?
It goes up by $500.
Right. Whereas now, you just pay a tax, and you have no idea what you paid.
right,
or how much you're going to get back. And I think in this case, people have more ownership of this program, the way Chile did it, when you privatize it, and they're going to pay more attention to it.
Oh, of course. Yes.
They're also going to be more willing to participate in it.
Right.
Because right now, they're forced to participate in the system we have.
Well,
and
look,
most of them have no idea what their benefits are going
to
be.
I mean, same thing. Do you pay more attention to your car or the city bus?
Right.
I mean, obviously, it's going to be your own car you pay more attention to, you care more about, you're going to take better care of than the city bus.
That's right.
I mean, it's not a hard concept.
Well, it is for Nancy Pelosi, apparently, so she can't get it. She doesn't get it. Retired workers, recipients of retirement benefits from Social Security, 71% of the benefits paid to AJC, 29% goes to three guesses.
Administrative costs?
SSDI.
Oh.
Disability. Before Obama, it was probably 10%.
Yeah.
He's basically tripled that size, that program. So, yeah. Thank you, Barack Obama. One of the many things you left us that we didn't need. He just loved to burden us with costs, all kinds of costs. Anyhow, and you know, there are some people that are on disability. They're truly disabled, and they absolutely do deserve it. And there are a lot of people on disability that shouldn't be on disability.
Right.
So, the government.
Both very true statements. Yeah,
yes. The government has made it very easy to get on disability now, much easier than it used to be. Approximately 90% of all workers are protected by disability because they're paying Social Security, basically is what I mean by that, in the event of a long-term disability event, so which is what SSDI covers. It doesn't cover short-term.
Do you have to have paid into Social Security to get an SSDI?
Yes.
I did not realize that.
Yes, unless you're a dependent or a child of someone who paid into it. Isn't a minor child, yes.
How long do you have to have paid into it?
I'm not sure on that, but it depends. So that's a good question. I don't know the answer to it. 96% of those aged 20 to 49 have survivors insurance protection. 20 to 49, age 20 to 49. Survivors insurance protection. 61% of seniors rely on Social Security for half of their income. 61%. 43% of unmarried seniors, as in widows or divorced, single, whatever you want to call them, are wholly and entirely reliant upon Social Security. This is all the more reason to privatize it, in my opinion.
I agree.
Those people are getting 1,500 a month, whatever it might be, or 1,000 a month, and they could be getting two or three times that if we had privatized Social Security.
Right, right.
The other huge advantage to Social Security, to privatizing it, and this is in my opinion, my father paid into Social Security for 30 years, collected it for two before he died, so he didn't collect very much, obviously.
Right. Right.
If you privatize it, what can they do with that residual amount, JC?
They could leave it to a beneficiary,
right,
would be my thought.
It's like a 401k. Yeah.
Right.
They could leave it to their heirs, to their family. Like my father could have left it to my mother and myself. Instead, we never got his money. He never got his money.
Yeah, but, I mean, that is like crazy talk.
Oh, I know.
To the left. I mean,
yes.
That is...
That's not fair.
That's off-the-wall bizarro stuff right there, Dan.
I know, that's not fair. That's not fair. You're expecting to actually get back what you paid into something.
Yes.
You want a return on your investment?
To me, the less the government touches it, the better it is. I mean,
right.
I challenge anyone to name me an industry in which the government performs better than the private sector.
Right.
I mean, compare the post office to UPS, the post office to FedEx. I mean, anything.
Right.
Phones.
Oh, you're correct.
Back in the day when you had the heavy regulation versus today.
Yes. Yeah, see, I worked in the telecom industry right after divestiture when AT&T was broken up, and it was an interesting period. And as we've seen, obviously, the telecom industry technology has exploded in that arena in the last 20 or 30 years since deregulation of AT&T back in 84, 86, I think it was, 84. Before then, technology crept at a very slow pace.
Right.
Because you have monopoly.
Right. Yeah, who cares? Why innovate?
AT&T had no reason to innovate because they were going to charge you whatever they wanted to charge you for whatever they wanted to charge you for. They didn't have to come up with any products, whereas now Apple has a little competition, don't they? Samsung,
right,
and a few other companies, Nokia and a few other companies. We've got to take a quick break. I want to remind you of our free report on Social Security and information on 5-star stocks. If you'd like that information, just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and address, please.
Money too. Well, you know you love me, baby. to hear you tell me maybe that someday will I'll be through.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Money Talk. I'm Dan Witham along with J.C. Haspel. I want to remind you of our free reports on Social Security and our five-star portfolio that we're going to talk about right now on today's show. It's all free information. You can get a copy of it all. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and your address, please. When you get our voicemail, and we'll send you the information on the Social Security report, how to get the free report, the custom 30-page report, and this five-star information on what we're going to talk about right now, the stock portfolio and the selection methodology using William O'Neill's Can Slim Strategy. Without further ado, JC, let's get into this portfolio and strategy that we have here. And anyhow, five-star is a methodology, JC, that we developed based on, you want to tell them who William O'Neill is?
William O'Neill is the founder, and I believe he still runs to this day Investor's Business Daily. He's considered by many, at least by me, to be one of the premier growth stock investors. I know Warren Buffett outshines him a little bit, but Warren Buffett, in my opinion, is much more of a buy and hold, a value investor. William O'Neill is a growth stock investor, much more, in my opinion, suited to me. Yeah, the kind of investing I like to do anyways.
Right. And let's start with how William O'Neill got to be so successful and good at what he does. He bought a seat on the stock exchange back in 1964, JC, which was
a few years ago.
A day or two before you were born. And he also started computerized trading in the 1960s. He was the first person to do computerized trading on the stock exchange, which is really what his strategy is all about. And that's where his lists come from. He uses computer generated lists. And they look for all kinds of criteria, and CanSlim is an acronym that stands for different criteria that he looks for, like current annual earnings increases, things like that, and growth in earnings, stuff like that. Management ownership, he likes, you know, heavy management ownership of a company. But basically what it is, he's a very successful investor, and he's also been a very innovative investor for many years, and he's taught many other people how to follow his system. He teaches his stock classes all over the country for many years on how to do it. I don't think he does them anymore. I don't think he teaches them himself anymore, but his company still teaches them. And he has a list that we use called the IBD 50, Investor's Business Daily 50. Investor's Business Daily, JC, you've heard of?
Right? Have I heard of it? Yeah, yes. Of course. Yeah.
So you subscribe to it?
Yes.
I know, to the program, to the list and everything. And that's a publication that William O'Neill started many years ago to compete with the Wall Street Journal. It has a subscription of around 1 million people nationwide. And the difference between IBD, Investor's Business Daily, and the Wall Street Journal is IBD actually teaches you how to invest. The Wall Street Journal really doesn't teach you anything, in my opinion.
It just gives you the news?
Yeah, it gives you the news, which you can get on the internet anyway, a lot faster, in my opinion. You know, more current. So, IBD, I've subscribed to for a long time, and I like it much better. I just think it's a much better way to go. But anyhow, O'Neill's looking for stocks that are breaking out now. Not stocks that are going to break out in a year, right? Like a value investor would buy a stock that might come back in a year or two. O'Neill's looking for stocks that break out this moment. Within the next week or two, we want to know what's going to explode right now. And I kind of liken it to, you know, a bunch of rockets sitting on a launch pad, and half of them have fuel in them, half of them don't. The half that don't have fuel, not going to go anywhere, are they?
Probably not.
No matter what you do to them, they're not going to go anywhere. Right. The ones that do, they're going to go somewhere if you pick the right ones, right? If you can discern which ones are the right ones. Does that make sense?
Right.
And that's kind of the way I look at it. And then the catalyst for that would be the market moving to the upside along with their earnings and everything else they have going for these companies. But a key element there is the market. And O'Neill stresses the market. He says, don't fight the tape, right? He says, if the market's going down, don't buy stocks.
Right.
Basically is what he says. Well, with our five-star portfolio, That's item number one, is what's our market direction? If the market's going down, we have a market indicator that tells us when to go in and out of the market. If our market's going down, we go to treasury funds, treasury mutual funds, basically bond funds. If the market's going up, JC, we buy what?
Stocks.
Stocks. The
list. Growth stocks.
From William O'Neill's list. We take William O'Neill's list, which is the IBD 50. And basically what this list is his 50 best ideas, what he thinks are the 50 best stocks to buy right now, would you say?
It's a fair
assumption of what I'm saying. And he publishes this list, and we download the list, and then we screen it, and we rank the list. And we buy what we think are the five most undervalued stocks on the list when we're in an up mode and the market is in an up mode. We buy the five what we think are the most undervalued stocks on the list. We hold them until they either reach an 8% trailing stop, well, until it kicks in, or they reach a 55% gain, basically is what we try to do. And do you want to try to explain what a trailing stop is, JC? I know it's not the easiest thing in the world to explain on the radio, but
I'll give it a shot.
Sure.
A trailing stop is basically from the time you buy a stock, you're keeping track of the peak of that stock. And any time that stock goes 8% below that peak, that would be triggering a sell at that point. You would get out of the position once it comes 8% off its peak from the time you bought it.
So you've got an 8% stop loss, and basically as the stock moves up, the stock price moves up, your stop loss moves up with it.
Correct.
Stays 8% below the current price at all times. And then when it pulls back, if it goes below it, below whatever the highest price is, 8% below the highest price, then we invoke a sell. Basically, it would be a sell. The reason we do this, we have a 55% target gain and 8% loss, stop loss, trailing stop loss. The bulk of our stocks will not hit the 55% gain. The bulk of them will be triggered by the 8% stop loss, right? The majority
of them. Yes.
So we may have a stock that runs up 30% from its purchase price. It runs up 30% and then pulls back to a 22% gain, at which point we would sell it under the 8% rule. This is what happens the majority of the time. And that forces us to cycle through our stocks and get newer stocks from the list, which is always a good thing because the current performers are not the ones from 2 or 3 months ago. The list changes constantly. And so this forces us to take those profits and invest in a new stock. But the other thing is, if a stock runs up 30%, JC, and you buy a stock at 30%, or at zero, you buy it at a set price and it runs up 30%, and you just have a traditional stop loss of 8%, you're not going to sell it at 30. You're going to sell it when it gets all the way back below zero.
Right.
Below break even.
8% below break even.
8% below break even. And so you give back all those profits, the 30% gain, you give back all of it.
And then some.
Plus 8%.
Yes.
Whereas in our case, you would lock in at the 22% gain, you would be out. You'd take the 22% gain and go on to the next stock. So with an 8% trailing stop loss, you have a 22% gain, whereas a traditional stop loss, you would actually have an 8% loss if that stock runs back down. And so we prefer the gain, obviously, to the loss.
Yeah, it's weird that way, how we prefer gains versus losses.
Nancy Pelosi might prefer the loss, but the rest of us that have logic prefer the gains, yes. And so we're able to lock in a 22% gain, and this is a common occurrence. This happens more often than the 55% target gain happens, far more often than the target gain will happen. It's not very often that we'll have a 55% gain stock that we just sell because it's a 55% gain. It does happen occasionally. It has happened in the last month or so, I can tell you also. But normally it'll be the 8% trailing stop loss that kicks in, and that's okay because we're actually making a gain on most of the stocks, not on all the stocks, but on most of the stocks wound up with some sort of gain, usually is the case. Now, this doesn't always happen, of course. The other time we might sell these stocks is if the market changes direction. If we are in an up market and all of a sudden it goes to a down market, then we would sell, liquidate the positions, get rid of them, and go to treasuries. And we will sell them out and move to treasuries and go to treasury funds. The reason we do this is we found that treasuries typically go up in a down market. And in the last period we had, which was about a month ago, that's exactly what happened. We went to treasuries and treasuries went up while the market was down over about a month period. The market was down about 1%. Treasuries were up about 1.5% to 2%. So we made a 2.5% spread above the market, over what the market did over that period. Well, including the treasuries versus the market. The other reason is, in down markets, we tend to have more volatility, don't we?
Yes.
Well, treasuries, of course, are going to have less volatility than stocks. In general, you're going to have less volatility, and so that's another reason why we want to be in treasuries during that period. There are just periods where you don't want to be in stocks, no matter what strategy you're using. There's just times you don't want to have stocks, and those are the times we try to avoid, and we go to treasuries. We just sit in treasury funds, and we wait until the market indicator says go back in, and then we go back in and buy some stocks and hold them. The fund, the five-star portfolio is up about, 15% or so over the last month or so. It's done very well this year. It's up even much more than that this year. Year to date, I can tell you, done extremely well. And I've been very pleased with the results. And, we've been trading this for a while. JC, I know you've traded in your own account. I've traded in mine for a while. And I've been very pleased with the results, would you say?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, if I wasn't, I'd do something else.
So, it's a growth stock strategy. It's not for everybody. It's definitely a growth stock strategy. So you want to limit the amount of your portfolio that you put into this investment. It's maybe suitable for 10% of a portfolio or 20%, but you want to limit it and then have the other assets in more conservative assets like our target volatility or tactical asset allocation strategies and put a portion of it in five-star and the rest in those more conservative strategies to give you overall balance and lower risk in the overall portfolio, the big picture. And that's what we try to look at when we sit down with you and talk to you about these things. But five-star is a great component for the aggressive portion of the portfolio. It's an aggressive strategy. Let me be clear about that. And that's where you want to put it. This might be where you want to put a part of your aggressive portion of your portfolio. We've got to take a quick break, I know, but let me remind you of our free information on five-star and Social Security. If you want to get the information, just give us a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Just leave your information, or leave your name and address, excuse me. We'll send you the information on Social Security and the five-star portfolio. Looking for a soul to take.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Money Talk. I'm Dan with the Mullins AC Haspel. Let me remind you of our free report, Social Security information you can get, and information on the five-star portfolio that we were talking about in the last segment, the stock portfolio that utilizes William O'Neill's Can Slim Investment Strategy and his list of stocks from IBD 50. It's all free. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and your address, please. When you get our voicemail, we'll send you all the information for free. No cost and obligation whatsoever. So you see, this show over the last 10 years has been the list of kind of what not to do when it comes to investing.
Our show?
Yeah.
Yes.
On behavioral
yes.
investing. And now I have a list of some things to do. Actually.
What you should do?
Yeah, what you should
for
do.
For 10 years, I told you what not to do.
For a change. And here's a list of a couple of things that... It's a list that I found on the web. There's a certain website. I think it's Absolute Returns. Great website, by the way, if you ever get a chance to look at it. It's called AbsoluteReturns.com. And they have all kinds of articles every day, JC, on investment ideas like these and things to do, behavioral things. A lot of it's behavioral things, things to avoid, if you will, too. Anyhow, that's where I got this one from, this article from. One of the things that they said was, what do the best investors do that the rest of us don't? Temperament. Temperament is the most important quality for an investor to have. I'd say it's patience as much as anything, wouldn't you, Jason?
Right, yeah. Is that
it's behavioral, which obviously it's a behavioral issue, but it's patience. It's being able to not do something stupid.
Right,
you know,
right.
For lack of a better term. And it's people have a real hard time doing that.
Yes.
I hate to say it. You know, look at us, our avocation as reserve deputies. You know, we wouldn't have jobs if people didn't do something stupid.
Right.
We wouldn't have an occupation to
job
go to.
Job security.
Yeah, it is job security. Item two, ability to do nothing most of the time. The Eagles had a great song a few years ago that I really liked, JC. It was called Learn to Be Still. I don't know if you've ever heard the song. It's a really good song.
No.
I think Don Henley sings it. I can't remember. I think that's who sings it, but it's an excellent song. And the first time I heard it, I thought of investing. I thought, this is applicable to our world of investing. Most of the time, people should do absolutely nothing with their portfolio. Right. But the problem is, in today's age, we have technology that sends alerts to our phone every 30 seconds, a phone that beeps, you know, if a stock price goes up above a threshold or below a threshold. And we also have TV and CNBC sending us alerts on our phone, don't we? Along with everything else. And so it's very hard for people to be still. The other problem is the cost of trading has come down a lot over the last 20 or 30 years.
Yes.
Exponentially. Which is to the investor's detriment, quite frankly, at the end of the day. It's to the investor's detriment. Because what does lower cost lead to?
Leads more to trading.
More trading, yeah. Right? Over-trading, if you will, and more trading. So, and you know, I pointed this out. You buy real estate. You like to buy real estate, rental properties.
Yes.
I'm referring to. And, you know, I've talked to many people that have bought real estate over the years, and usually they make money. But I've often said if they could sell their house in 5 minutes for $5, people would never make money in real estate.
Right.
Just wouldn't. But as it is, their hold times now are probably 10 years, 20 years, the average hold period for real estate properties. Probably 10 or 20 years, I would guess. And you pay a 5 or 7% commission to sell it. You're not going to want to sell it every 5 minutes.
Correct.
I mean, a $200,000 house at a 5% commission, it's about 10 grand.
Right.
According to my math.
Somewhere around there.
It gets expensive. If you do that a couple times a day, it gets really expensive. And so people don't trade real estate like they do stocks. It's unfortunate, you know, that we don't have that same attitude about stocks. You know, Warren Buffett, that kind of is his attitude about stocks. You know, he buys them, he's going to hold them close to forever.
Right.
He has some companies he's held for decades. They're held for decades that he still has. Like Geico, for instance, one of the companies he owns. Done very well for him. So he's mastered this temperament and learned to be still stuff. The rest of us are mere mortals, and we just can't seem to do that. We always have the inclination to want to do something. Now, you were talking to me before we started recording about, you know, being a good supervisor is you don't have to give too many orders.
Right.
Well, being a good investor is you don't have to do too many things.
Right.
Sometimes you just got to sit still. Okay. Next thing on the list, accumulation of mental models. Understanding different disciplines helps investors look at questions in new ways. This is a key. This is why in my portfolios that I run, we use different models in the portfolios, JC, instead of just one model like Five Star or Star Max. We use different models because they don't all perform the same way at the same time, do they?
Right. No, of course not.
Five Star has markets that it likes, and Target Volatility has markets that it does better in. And so I put them together in the portfolios to give us less volatility and a better overall return, more consistent return, I should say, overall. Plus, some of these are more aggressive than others. And you don't want to have everything in an aggressive portfolio or everything in a conservative portfolio. You want to have a blend of the two, depending on the risk orientation of the client. And you'll adjust the blend based on how risky or how aggressive the client wants to be. But it pays to have different models in a portfolio. And I found over the years that it just is prudent to do it because there isn't one model that works well every year. Not that I've seen.
No, you're correct.
And different models work better in different markets. And if anything is true of our industry, it is that markets change. And they change frequently. Believe me, if you don't believe me, look at the last 10 years. We've had like 17 different markets in the last 10 years, I think. It just seems like to me. Focus on process over outcome, one of the last points I have time for. Bill Sherman, the guy who publishes the Sherman Sheet, said we must be flexible in our results and unyielding in our discipline. Just because your result isn't good doesn't mean your discipline isn't good. You've got to stick to your discipline no matter what. And that's what he says. And that's one of the things we've stressed on the show over and over again. You've got to stick to your discipline. No matter what your discipline is, you've got to stick to it. If you don't, it's just a suggestion.
I'd put that at number one on the list.
Oh, I mean, agree.
That is incredibly important, in my opinion.
That's the whole ball of wax.
And that's every mistake I've seen investors make, it could be boiled down to that.
Yep. That's it. If you don't get that point right, the rest of it's all...
It doesn't matter.
It's all water under the bridge. It doesn't really matter. Yeah, it's all a waste of time. You're absolutely right. I agree with you completely on that. And I know we're getting short on time, but I want to remind you of our information on Five Star and our Social Security report. If you want all this information, just give us a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and your address when you get our voicemail and everything else, and we'll send it out to you. Also want to remind you to avoid some of the biases that we get into, overconfidence, familiarity, a lot of other things. But mainly, like JC said, discipline is everything. If you don't stick to your discipline, all the rest is pretty much irrelevant. And that's the key, I'd say, for any investor. That's the main thing for any investor. And that's what I've learned after doing this for 26 years or so. Thank you very much for listening. Hope you have a great week. Money, 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 money. Money, money.
Opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.